Hi everyone, good afternoon. So I'm going to be talking about Hep B knowledge and information among a community sample of Vietnamese immigrants living in Northern Virginia. And this study was done by Boat People SOS. So first of all, I want to say that I have no financial relationships to disclose. So I'm part of the Be Free Seed, and we stand for the National Center of Excellence in the Elimination of Hepatitis B Disparities. We are part of the REACH US program, which is a CDC-funded grant. It's a five-year grant. And we are one of 18 seeds in the country, but the only one that's focused on hepatitis B-related issues. Our mission is to serve as a national resource center, an expert center in eliminating Hep B health disparities amongst APIs, with the goal to develop, evaluate, and disseminate multi-level evidence-based best practices and activities. And every activity that we do is guided by community-based participatory research. Part of the work that we do is providing legacy pilot grants, which are one-year pilot grants to community-based organizations. And Boat People SOS applied for a grant in our year two, so I'm going to be reporting on their findings. So Boat People SOS is a CBO that's based in Falls Church, Virginia, and their mission is to assist Vietnamese refugees and immigrants in their search for a life in liberty and dignity by empowering, equipping, and organizing Vietnamese American communities in their progress towards self-sufficiency. The study that they proposed was to assess the level of hepatitis B knowledge and awareness in the Vietnamese population in Northern Virginia in order to inform an educational campaign. They knew that the issue was conveying this, these very difficult awareness messages to a very difficult and hard to reach population. And the way that they were going to do this was by conducting a needs assessment of the Vietnamese community, and thereby developing more effective outreach strategies and eventually creating a social marketing campaign. So I'm going to give you, first of all, a little background on hepatitis B and Asians and Pacific Islanders. So the Asian and Pacific Islander population carries a disproportionate burden of Hep B in the U.S. At least 1 in 10 Asian and Pacific Islander Americans are estimated to have a chronic hepatitis B infection, and that is compared to 0.3 to 0.5% of the overall U.S. population. If hepatitis B is unmonitored and untreated, chronic Hep B infection leads to death from liver cancer or liver failure in one out of four people. And the disparity in Hep B between Asian and Pacific Islanders and the rest of the population is attributed to the fact that the majority of AAPIs are foreign-born and they immigrate from countries where Hep B is prevalent. Multiple studies conducted in specific API subgroups indicate that they have limited knowledge of Hep B and Hep B in general and Hep B screening, which is why our research is so important. In particular, the Vietnamese population has the highest incidence of liver cancer amongst all Asian subgroups. And I was just giving a small statistic. Vietnamese American men are over 10 times more likely to be diagnosed with liver cancer than their white counterparts. And the health disparity is attributable to high rates of Hep B infection. So the survey that the Boat People SOS administered was administered to 502 individuals who were of course, Vietnamese heritage, lived in the DC area, and were over 18 years of age. So they decided to administer this differently according to the age of the population. For the younger population, they decided to administer the survey via email, and for the older population, they used mass mailing and community health fairs and other community events. The survey was based on our Be Free Seed survey, which we have also administered a survey in the New York City population amongst the Korean and Chinese communities. And the survey included demographic questions, questions about Hep B knowledge, screening and vaccination, and questions about what sources of information the population uses to get their health information. So I'm going to show you a few of the results that they found. General demographics were that the majority were female, about more than half had a full-time job, 75% had an income less than $50,000, and about half and half had less than a high school, or a little more than half had less than a high school or less than a high school education. 96% were born outside of the United States, which corresponds to those high Hep B rates that I was talking about earlier. 56% had either a not well or not at all level of English proficiency, and about half had no health insurance. So some of the questions we asked about hepatitis B knowledge included whether the respondents had heard of hepatitis B, whether Hep B was transmitted genetically, whether it's transmitted through sharing food, or whether it's transmitted from mother to child. So this specific slide shows the answers separated by age group. So you can see that the 35 to 54 age range, generally about half had heard of hepatitis B, but also Hep B is not transmitted through heredity, and about half believed of the 35 to 54 age range believed that it was, and they also believed that it was transmitted through sharing food, which is actually how Hep A may be transmitted, but not hepatitis B. But they were correct in thinking that Hep B is transmitted from mother to child. So there are varying levels of correct knowledge about Hep B. Questions were asked about how many of those respondents were screened, and there were 62% that were screened, and out of those that were screened, 23% were diagnosed with hepatitis B. And that graph on the bottom shows that the likelihood of getting screened was much higher in those that were fluent in Vietnamese rather than those who were fluent in English. Questions were asked about Hep B vaccination, and 77% of those individuals surveyed had been told to get vaccinated for hepatitis B. And of those individuals, 63% had been told by a doctor, 26% had been told by a family member, and 43% of those individuals had been vaccinated. These statistics are really important when trying to develop this social marketing campaign, trying to determine what avenues boat people, for example, should use in order to inform certain populations in the future about hepatitis B. So the sources that the respondents would use, the left graph shows those sources that of those who spoke Vietnamese very well fluently, most people would look to newspapers in Vietnamese, and that was the same for those who speak English very well fluently, most people would look to newspapers in English. There are questions about whether individuals, what sort of health information sources individuals trusted the most, and 80.5% trusted physicians the most, and about 21% distrusted friends the most. So the conclusions were that the needs assessment that the Boat People SOS administered proved that education is really important, especially amongst those aged 18 to 24, because their knowledge was much lower of hepatitis B than amongst those who were older. And they realized that the outreach strategies need to be differed according to the generation that's surveyed. As a result of this project, the YEAR project, the legacy project that they did, they have expanded their health awareness and prevention program to include Hep B as a focus in outreach and health prevention, because they realized how much of an issue this is in the community. So their next steps were to continue outreach to the Vietnamese community, try to partner with other coalitions and organizations to help increase the word of hepatitis B and increase awareness, to work with physicians. As I said, those physicians are those that are trusted the most, to screen and test the Vietnamese community and for Hep B, and at the same time educate those physicians to make sure that they're asking the right questions, as well as to secure outside funding to expand the program in locations and amongst different age groups. So this is about what I was talking about before. Boat People SOS had a legacy pilot project grant from us, and we're funded through the Reach for US program. So, thanks.